In Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, the Bible says that Jesus, having learned that this man was in such a condition, paralyzed for such a long time, he asked the man a question. He said, "Do you want to get well?" What a question. Do you want to get well? Now, I'm not saying that all healing is just simply a matter of faith, and if you have more faith, you'll automatically be healed every time. That can lead to a lot of false guilt and can throw people down the wrong road spiritually. God does want us to have faith, but it's not as simple as if you just had a little more faith, you'd be healed every time. It's just not. But still, Jesus asked the man the important question, do you want to get well? And that's a question we can think through. Do we want to get well? Do we want to get better? Do we want to change? Do we want what Jesus is offering? I talked to a man who had no employment, kind of complaining about his situation in life. And then I asked him, well, do you want to work? Do you want a job? And he just honestly said, no, I really don't. I just want to drink and hang out. So we think through that question on different levels. And it could be with sobriety. Do you want to get well? Do you want to be sober? Do you want to be set free from addictions? Or what about sinful patterns in your life? Do you want to be made whole? Do you want the light and life of Jesus? Or do you want to stay in that pattern? So think through that question. Do you want to get well? In other words, will you let the Holy Spirit have access to heal and to strengthen some areas of your walk with God or of your life that need a real upgrade? And that's what Jesus offers, but he starts with the question, so we search our own hearts. Let's search our hearts and then turn to Jesus.